Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Fabian Gafka. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Boesberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kramer. The throw from Shea and he is safe. Kramer steals second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berger fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Berger. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Shea settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Shea. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is called out on strikes. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Almada takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Almada moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Almada scores. Kramer moves to third. Cronin moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Cronin scores. Fox moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shea moves to second. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbacher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shea scores. Kennedy moves to third. Steinbacher moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kennedy scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka is 0 for 1 in the game. Gafka strikes out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr bunts towards third. Berger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove takes first base on ball 4. Doerr moves to second. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Almada hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Gafka settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. Farrell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hayes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Shea and he is safe. Fox steals second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Higgins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka is 0-for-2 in the game. Gafka hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bose Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shea hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Shea moves to second. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Steinbacher strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Grove takes first base on ball 4. Doerr moves to second. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks, Almada bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to third for the out. Grove moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Grove moves to third. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka is 0 for 3 in the game. Gafka hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete pinch hits for Boesberger. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Pete moves to second. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to third for the out. Shea moves to second. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete now playing third base. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Doerr strikes out. 1 out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Grove is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonura strikes out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Shea fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Cronin moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cronin scores. Fox moves to second. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Pete reaches second base with a double. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Shea hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Sewell pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete moves to third. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Steinbacher for the out. Pete scores. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Krivic strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.